Dominicana.
Your non-stop entertainment radio.
Love is timeless, but so is great music. And there is no other place for an evening of great conversation with classic tunes and heartwarming stories. From 70s to 90s classics, every song has a story to tell. And speaking of stories, we tell it the way it is. Love, relationships, and everything in between. Join the crew every Wednesday by 8 p.m. It's a date with love, romance, and oldies.
Oh, yeah.
Only on Manchester's Afrobeat station, Radio Africana.
Hello there, lovely listeners. It's your girl, Jerry, and you're tuned in to Radio Africana. This is Love Storm, the show where we talk about love, relationships, and everything between. And tonight, as usual, I've got a packed show, so do not touch that dial. The only thing you're allowed to do is grab yourself a drink and popcorn, because we are going to be tackling something that has been lighting up my DMs. Yes, it has been since last week and text and all text lines. I think the listeners had a bit of a meeting, and there's this form of agreement between all the listeners to talk about something, and it's a big fundamental question. I'm sure this has crossed your mind either once or twice, and it's all about love. Yeah, this is the Love Storm. We talk about love, relationships, and everything else between. And tonight, like every other night, I'm going to be talking about love. Before I let you in on tonight's big topic, if you want to be a part of the show, text us on 0744 881 1570, and the show is called Love Storm, and I'm your host, Jerry. So tonight we are going to be talking about love in the 21st century. Has love become more difficult? Relationships, have they become really, really difficult lately? Or is it just that we've come of age and we've started witnessing what our parents never told us about? Yeah, I know that must have crossed your mind. Our marriage is more difficult these days. Our relationships a whole lot difficult these days. Or have they always been like this, but we're not mature enough to realize how complicated relationships are? Or are you part of the lucky ones who has a very sweet relationship, and you're saying to yourself, I don't know what you're talking about. My relationship is all nice, snazzy, happy. Text us, let us know what you feel, let us know your opinion. It's 0744 881 1570, and of course you can find us on Instagram. If you are on Instagram, it's at Radio Africana. DM us, slide in, let us know what your insights are. And yes, I'm still gonna have tonight, I guess it's gonna be coming in, but maybe halfway into the show. But before we start the show proper, and whilst you are texting in, we'll go on a short music break, and I'll be back in no time. Do not move, don't touch that dial. I'll be back soon.
Down time.
Back to Lobstum with Jerry, and I'm here to show you heaven. Yes, tonight I have a big one and a question. Tonight I know it's the same question on everyone's lips. It's modern day relationships and marriages, are they failing? And if they are, why are they failing at such an alarming rate? Like, why is it difficult to find love? Why is it difficult to remain in love? Why is it difficult to be in marriage or marriages? Why? What's changed? What's the main reason for the troubles in relationships now? If you want to join in and share your opinion or your experience, or just let us know why you think it is, the number to text is 0744 881 1570. You can also find us on Instagram at radioafricana.com. You know how we do it every week. My listeners out there, I know you are itchy to share your experience, and I'm also more than excited to read your comments. And this is a powerful one. I'll start off by saying one of the biggest factors, in my own opinion, is the rise of individualism. I think we've come to realize who we are so much. We're so woke lately now that it's the me first mentality, and which is a bit the opposite of what relationships are meant for, because relationships are meant for two people. But now we've come to know about self-love, where we're loving ourselves even more than we're doing in the past. So it's a case of, do I really want to stay if I don't really feel the relationship? Because by its very own nature, relationships are all about compromise, sacrifice, and putting another person's needs alongside our needs. Not necessarily before our needs, because of course you have to come first. But in this current world where we celebrate self-fulfillment above everything else and everyone else, that can be a huge hurdle. I know you're thinking to yourself, I haven't hit the nail on the head. Yeah, and I think it's just become worse over time with social media, because every day we've got a lot of posts talking about self-love, self-love, self-love. And we also have the cancel culture, where everyone is creating the best life and telling you if it doesn't suit, cut it off. And which has now trickled down into relationships as well. Any little discomfort, we just want to bugger off, because we do work, we do, we love ourselves so much that we do not want any sort of trouble at all, any trouble whatsoever. And I'd say I'm a bit guilty of that as well. It happens even with the slightest discomfort now. I think nobody, we just all want the soft life. That's like the way to go right now. Soft life is the best life. We do not want any stress, be it from our better half, be it from our job, be it from anything at all. I think that's the major reason why we've seen the decline in relationships right now. And also, I think another big factor is social media. Social media has created this falsehood, like this illusion of perfection. And I think it's pretty damaging, because now we want that over picture perfect. We don't even want it to be like picture perfect anymore. We want it, even if it's going to be in pictures, we want HD or no lower quality. It has to be as crisp and sparkly as we can imagine. So if it's not like, oh, with all the glitz and glam, it's not a certain way, then we do not want it. And we know the thing about perfection. Perfection is damaging, because no one, no single one is near perfect. And yeah, another thing that social media does as well is it makes us constantly compare our relationships to the few minutes reels that we see on Instagram. We look at someone's story, either on Instagram or Snapchat, where they're capturing the best moments of their lives, and we sort of assume that that's how it should be, not knowing that we have 24 hours in a day, and the 5 minute clip we're seeing isn't the reality of their lives. But that's what they've sold to us. They've sold to us that perfection. They've sold to us that illusion that we now look at and say, this is what, this has now become a yardstick for measuring the success of your relationship. So if at all your relationship is not ticking certain boxes or certain aesthetics, then there's a problem, you want out. So I'd say that's another reason. And this has now given most of us the unrealistic expectation. So if she's not got like the perfect figure, she's not the BBL baby, we do not want it. We want the full BBL baby. If she's not that way, then we do not want it. If he hasn't got the six packs, buff buddy, then we do not want it. If he doesn't drive a certain fast car, then he's a loser. That if she doesn't earn six figures, then she's not a high value woman. We've put so much pressure on ourselves that it's beginning to affect all of us in one way or the other. And it's making all of us loners, because you see, a lot of adults out there are without relationships. And you start wondering, why are we all single and yet lonely when all of us are single? Like, does it even make sense that we're so lonely yet we're so single, and we can't afford to be with each other because we've got this unrealistic expectation from the other person? So if you want to join in, the number to text is 0744 881 1570. I want to know what you think is the reason why a lot of marriages and relationships are failing at such an alarming rate. If you've just tuned in, the show is Love Storm and you're listening to Radio Africana. We are here in Salford, Manchester. If you're texting in, just holler, let us know where you're texting in from. Your name, of course. But if you do not want to share your name, that's not a problem. What we want is your opinion. We want to know how you're doing and how you feel. It's a lovely weather in Manchester today. It's still bright, even though it's past eight. It's still really, really bright and dry, which is a rarity on this side of the world. But yeah, we're loving it still, and bringing all the goodness to you tonight as well. If you love the show and you want to advertise on the show, text us on 0744 881 1570. I'll be happy to talk to you about the packages that we do offer. We've got listeners across the globe, and this is your best way to reach out to lots and lots of customers and clients all at the same time and all in one place. So text in on 0744 881 1570. We'll be more than happy to do business with you and advertise your products and your services. We're going to take a short music break again, and when I come back, I'm going to the phone lines. I know some messages have come in, so I'll be going to the phone lines and reading out your messages. And if you haven't sent your message yet, it's 0744 881 1570. And what we're talking about tonight is relationships and marriages. Why have they become so hard? What do you think the reason is why we can't even seem to get along anymore? Let me know your opinions. See you in a bit.
Easy come, easy go, that's just how you live. Oh, take, take, take it all, but you never give. Should've known you was trouble from the first kiss. Had your eyes wide open, why were they open? Gave you all I had and you tossed it in the trash. You tossed it. A grenade for ya. Throw my hand on a blade for ya. I jump in front of a train for ya. You know I'd do anything for ya. Oh, oh, I would go through all this pain. Take a bullet straight through my brain. Yes, I would die for you, baby. But you won't do the same. No, 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 no. Black, black, black and blue. Beat me till I'm numb. Tell the devil I said hey when you get back to where you're from. Mad woman, bad woman, that's just what you are. Yeah, you'll smile in my face then rip the brakes out my car. Gave you all I had and you tossed it in.
Sleeping bag, I'm not gonna move. Got some words on cardboard, got your picture in my hand, saying, if you see this girl, can you tell her where I am? Some try to hand me money, but they don't understand. I'm not broke, I'm just a broken-hearted man. I know it makes no sense, but what else can I do? And how can I move on when I'm still in love with you? 'Cause if one day you wake up and find that you're missing me, and your heart starts to wonder where on this earth I could be, thinking maybe you'll come back here to the place that we'd meet, and you'll see me waiting for you on the corner of the street. So I'm not moving, I'm not moving. Police message, son, you can't stay here. I said, day, month, year, gotta stand my ground, even if it rains or snows. If she changes her mind, this is the first place she will go. 'Cause if one day you wake up and find that you're missing me, and your heart starts to wonder where on this earth I could be, thinking maybe you'll come back here to the place that we meet, you'll see me waiting. Get famous as the man who can't be moved. And maybe you won't mean to, but you see me on the news, and you'll come right into the corner, 'cause you know it's just wrong.
This is still Loftstum and it's your girl Jerry. Welcome back, listeners. And yeah, so last week we had Prince in the studio. You absolutely loved him, and by popular demand, he's back. The man with the insights, the wisdom, the voice of reason when it comes to relationships. Whoop, 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 whoop. Please give a huge Loftstum welcome back to the one and only Prince Roy.
Hi, hello, good evening. Good evening. I'm sorry I'm late.
Yeah, we're going to have to fine you for that, but that's going to be after the show.
It's just that you guys don't have a helipad on here, so I had to cancel my helicopter.
Tell me I'm broke without telling me I'm broke.
The traffic was really bad, so I do apologize.
No worries at all. We are happy to have you back on Loftstum, and thank you for coming back.
Oh yeah, thank you for having me back, actually.
Yeah. And to the listeners out there, thank you for the feedback. It was incredible. The phone lines went off after, even after the show, I had tons and tons of messages talking about how chuffed they were to have Prince on the show. So today we're doing it again. We're talking about relationships, marriages. Have they become more difficult in this 21st century, or is it that we are just old enough now to recognize how difficult relationships are?
A bit of above. Both are the same. What you've just said, yes, I agree with what you've just said. The two are relative. The first one is, yes, marriages have always been difficult.
You reckon?
Yeah. Okay. And then obviously now,
yeah,
with the new ones coming up, and they're getting older, and they're realizing that, okay, it's not really a bed of roses.
This is reality. Yes. Bites. Yeah, before you came in, I was talking about the rise of individualism, where everyone's self-love, like, we're now aware of self-love and the soft life, quote and unquote, where any bit of inconvenience we want out. Has it always been that way, or is it a new thing?
Well, when it came to in relationships, it was like that.
Oh, so.
But in marriages, it wasn't.
Okay.
Like our parents, obviously, I don't know how your household was when you were growing up, but yeah. What happened in our household, if it happens in household, it wouldn't even take 2 minutes and they would break up. So my parents, like, they went through, what they went through was for better, for worse. You know, yeah. When they better for worse, for richer, for poorer, all that is included in marriage. But relationships is where you test it out.
Mm-hmm, true.
So if you're not happy in a relationship or it's stressing you out, you come out of it.
Yeah, so back in the days, did they have a lot of, like, breakups? I know back then, from what my parents would say, there was more courtship. It wasn't more like dating, like we are dating now. So, like, when you go meet a woman, you're going to meet her based off, I want to marry you. You're not doing it like trial and error.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, well.
Is it because we've simplified relationships?
It was still trial and error.
Was it?
Yes, it was.
But it was then, you know, then this even do, like, parents who marry you off, you get betrothed whether you liked it or not.
Do you know, I was thinking of this on the way down, even though I didn't really, I was thinking of certain things. I was thinking, how, what is it that has changed?
Yeah.
And I think what it is the anchoring everything on, I don't know if I can say the word, you know, courting, you know, like intimacy.
Yeah.
You know, like sex.
Yeah.
That's what it's based on right now.
Okay.
So if it's not, if, I can, you know, I did this last week when I started stammering and then I went off subject. If that's taken out of the subject in courting.
Yeah.
Like, In days you're talking about, it wasn't about the courting, sex wasn't involved in that courting.
Okay, so there was that chastity. What? I can't believe that. See, but
our modern days, that is involved. That's part of the courting. In fact, it's like an, it's not even an additional bonus. It's involved in that. If you don't get that, then you don't classify yourself as courting. If there's no sex in it nowadays.
Yeah, because now intimacy is like the first thing on the first date.
Yes, because I remember when I was growing up, we had boyfriends and girlfriends when we were growing up in secondary school.
Yeah.
But we never really did that, because if you did that, that means you were about to marry the girl. But you can have girlfriends, and within that period is where you learn whether you're going to be with her or you're not going to be with her.
So courtship then was just you getting to know each other better. It wasn't about intimacy, whereas now it's more like get intimate and then get to know them.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. It's flipped the other way around. Yes, exactly.
So 100%. we're going now from the bottom up rather than from the
top down.
Yeah, we're going top down rather than bottom up.
Yes.
Okay.
So our parents did it the other way around. Our parents really did the courting.
Yeah.
Before they got married. So when they were in the marriage, it was for better, for worse.
Yeah.
Because they already tested the water. And then the additional bonus was, you know, what comes after it.
Yeah. And do you think there's anything like soulmate? Is it that we've all lost our soulmates? That's why it's a tad bit difficult now. Like, let's take the intimacy bit aside. Is it because we no longer have soulmates? It's just
that we don't recognize our soulmates anymore. The word soulmate has been taken so for granted that anybody is your soulmate if you connect.
Yeah, but soulmate is like someone that completes you, like your better half.
Your soulmate is your soulmate. If you meet your soulmate, you're gonna know you've met your soulmate.
How would you know?
Because you're gonna know.
How? What are the traits? Like, you can't just see a random and say, "Oh, that's my soulmate."
You know, like it's a feeling.
Okay.
And it's a connection between both of you.
Yeah, but that brings us then back to intimacy that we spoke about, because people,
your soulmate,
yeah,
has got nothing to do with intimacy.
Because you said it's a feeling. It's a feeling, when you start, like, feeling a certain way.
Okay, you know, like someone, when two twins who are born in separate place, who are born but separated at birth,
yeah,
and they end up meeting each other,
yeah,
they have this kind of feeling they say they have,
yeah,
when they meet each other, that they've always known that they've always been one of them out there.
Yeah.
And then it's confirmed when they've met each other.
Okay.
But they're twins.
Yeah.
But
like,
they were separated at
almost
birth.
Like maternal instincts, but yes, with siblings.
Yes. So the same thing applies with soulmates.
Okay. So if, because now in this era we do a lot of speed dating and deep in and out of relationships.
Really, yeah.
Yeah, we deep in and out of relationships. So can you have multiple soulmates, just for someone out there wondering?
No. You can't have multiple soulmates. This is, I don't know, am I speaking generally, am I giving my opinion?
It's your opinion.
Okay, no, I don't think you can have many soulmates. It's just one soulmate, isn't it? You can have many. That's what I'm saying. The idea of what soulmate is now is totally out of.
So perhaps that can be the reason why we're having issues in our relationships, because if you're not with your soulmate, then what you're really saying is there's bound to be issues if you're not with your soulmate.
No.
Yeah, that's what
that's what I'm saying. You don't have to be in a relationship with your soulmate.
Oh,
so your soulmate is your soulmate, the person you're in a relationship with. It would be an additional bonus if the person is your soulmate.
Okay,
but you have to go through that for better or worse.
Yeah,
if you're in a relationship with your soulmate,
yeah,
and you still have to go through the ups and downs and the repercussions of that for better for worse.
Yeah,
and you might end up losing your soulmate because of complications within relationships.
Yeah, so that sort of explains why some of us are lonely and single, because we're waiting for our soulmate.
no, because that's what I'm saying. Some people mistake that feeling you have in a relationship as that person being your soulmate.
Yeah.
And then it's difficult, because when you then meet your soulmate, it's the idea behind the soulmate is that you have to have the relationship with the soulmate, like sexual intimacy,
yeah,
relationship with that soulmate. You don't have to.
So what then?
90% of the time.
So I what then do you do with your soulmate then? Just say, oh, you're my soulmate. Just walk around with me being my soulmate. Like, so what's the essence of the soulmate then, if you're not meant to be in a relationship with them?
You connect with your soulmate on a different level.
To do what then?
To do anything.
So just for instance, if I have a male soulmate,
yes,
and I'm married,
yes,
what am I going to be doing with the male soulmate?
You know, during them, your ups and downs,
yeah,
in your marriage, your soulmate is able to check it for you.
So are you even meant to have a relationship with a male as a female when you're married?
Unless your husband is insecure, I don't see anything wrong with that.
Okay, that's gonna be another topic for another day. That's one thing with me, I just keep coming up with different topics and we're having these conversations.
Yes, you did that last week.
Yeah.
And I do apologize for going off track. But yeah, yes,
this is quite deep. So you're meant to have a soulmate. So what's the role of the soulmate in your life then, if they're not meant to be your partners? Because from my understanding, I was thinking, find your soulmate, find your soulmate. That's what people would always say. Like, when you want to get married, make sure you find your soulmate. You guys would be like perfect together. There's that one person, that soulmate is that one person that was created for you. Nature had already created that one person for you. You just have to find them.
Yes.
Yeah, so if you're now saying they don't necessarily have to be your partner, then what are they created for then?
You see, I'm sorry, I'm going to deviate. If we go back to creation.
Yeah.
My own concept of creation is Adam and Eve.
Yeah. For Christians out there.
Were siblings.
Okay.
Because they were created by one person.
This is sorry, I said for Christians. Now this is for conspiracy theories out there.
No, I'm just telling you my opinion. So it will give you how I'm looking at questions you ask me when it comes to them kind of things. So if then they're put together, or whatever the reason why Adam and Eve were created, or Adam was created first and then Eve was put in there after, for whatever reason, right? I don't think the reason solely, even though in the context of when he was talking to them, he said, go forth and multiply, right? I don't think that was the sole reason. That go forth and multiply only came out as a result of what he experienced, they did, whatever, the apple they ate. Because hadn't they ate that apple, there would be no go forth and multiply.
So, procreation wasn't in the plan, it was just companionship.
Yes. So, if companionship is the basis of two people coming together and living their life, then that should be the focus. Whatever happens outside that is an additional bonus to keeping that companionship together.
Okay. So, yeah. So, that's why for some, having kids is like a distraction from the union.
Yes.
Because attention shifts
to once the children.
You have. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it does make sense.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, when you say, can somebody be your soulmate without being without being in a relationship, what I think you're deducting out of that is, can somebody be your soulmate and you still not be intimate with them, or can you be intimate with somebody who is not your soulmate, i.e. can you marry somebody who is not your soulmate, because if you marry that person, you're going to be intimate with them in the end. So yes, it does apply. If intimacy is out of it, your soulmate is that person you click as a companion with.
Yeah. So.
Somebody that checks you. When you're down, they bring you up. When you're too high, they kind of level you out, irrespective of whether you're in a relationship with somebody else or not.
No. So I think that then sort of answers the question of the day. One of the responses, I think we are like deviating from the initial plan of having relationships, which is companionship.
Thank you very much. 100%.
Yeah. So, and because we've sort of deviated off that, then we've started having complexities.
Yes. We're having problems.
Yeah, because we want the aesthetics.
Because we're starting from the top down.
Yeah, we want children. We want...
Before you get you... And after that, you now want companionship.
Oh, yeah. There are a lot of expectations. And then companionship is now siloed because we're not even focusing on that anymore. Is you need to do this, we're talking about finances,
right?
We're talking about okay,
you can only, all them things can only work if the two people are compatibly companioned.
Okay,
if there's a word like
whoop, whoop. Compatibly companioned.
Damn.
So the focus first should be companionship.
Yes, companionship compatibility.
Yep. So the first focus should be compatibility.
Yes.
Is this person compatible enough for me to be my companion?
Outside all the additional bonuses that come with it.
Yes. So that's what we're getting it wrong, because if the foundation isn't really properly laid, then it's going to be shaky. So that's why relationships are a bit shaky now, because we've forgotten the whole essence of having a relationship.
And our parents did it the way we've just said. They did companionship first. That's what we classify. Well, that's what they classified as courting.
Okay, yeah.
So when we court now, we don't do companionship first. We kind of do the other ones first.
Mm-hmm. Before we do, yeah, the glitz, the glam.
Yeah.
Let's go out for dinner.
Yeah.
Is he taking me to a nice restaurant? Yeah. Is he taking certain boxes?
Which I wish he would do anyway.
Yeah, we'll still do it, but now
all that comes as standard now.
Yeah, but now like the whole focus is on it.
Yeah, and then after that, you wonder, you figure out no companionship.
Yeah, because we're carried away. We want the first date, the first five dates. We want them well planned. It has to be Instagrammable, the restaurants we go. If they're not Instagrammable, that way we want out. And from that point, we've started deviating already, because we're already looking at him like he doesn't tick this box. So this is not the one for me. Okie dokie. We're going to quickly take one message or a couple before we lose sight of time. This one says, "Hi Jerry and Prince Roy, I feel like modern dating is just swiping through profiles. Nobody wants to put in the effort to get to know someone deeply anymore. It's all superficial. Is this why we are failing?" This is from Lonely Heart from Manchester. Hi Lonely Heart.
Hello Lonely Heart. Yeah, Lonely Heart was listening to what I was saying.
Yep.
So that's exactly what I was saying.
Mm.
We're losing focus because we're not wanting to get to know each other first.
Yeah.
You know, getting to know oneself is a long process. Never mind somebody else getting to know you.
Yeah. And do you think we know ourselves too well with the self-love is the best love now, that message that we passed?
It depends on what you mean
now
by self-love. If self-love is not going to the gym.
Well, it's perceived as it.
Self-love
now
is not like, you know, putting filters on your picture and Instagramming it.
Well, we think self-love is if this person acts a certain way, I do not need to stick it. I need to move.
Move where?
The grass is on not to the next
no,
one.
The grass is not greener on the other side of the fence. Honestly. Yeah. Okay, let's use this grass analogy now.
Yeah.
It's summertime,
mm-hmm.
and soon everybody will be chilling out in their gardens,
yeah,
Instagramming their gardens.
Yep.
Okay, if you now are somebody or is somebody that wants to have such gardens, and you go on Instagram and you see people chilling out in their gardens and how green it is, yeah, you wouldn't know the kind of hard work,
yeah,
that has been put into that garden for mm-hmm. it to be green. Because I know what hard work I'm putting into my garden,
yeah,
now.
Yeah, preparing for summer.
Preparing for summer. If anybody sees me coming out in the morning and, you know, picking up weeds and just generally just cleaning up my garden, preparing.
Yeah.
It looks totally rubbish now.
Mm-hmm.
But I can see that in the future, it's going to be a nice.
Yep, just so like somebody.
Same applies.
Summer buddies are made in winter.
Right.
So,
okay.
So also gardens.
So, same applies with the topic that we're talking about
mm-hmm.
now.
Yeah.
A lot of effort has to be put into getting to know the person.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Before. And anybody who thinks you don't have to put in that work and they have to start from the, is it bottom up?
Yeah.
Then
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or top down, however.
Yeah. I think the effort that was required in the past now has been replaced with consumerism, because we've been told that relationships have to be a certain way, has to do this, has to buy you gifts. Those are standards, but it's just that there's been a lot of focus on it, and the whole intention now for getting into relationships is the instant gratification that comes from it. And this is on both sides. So men think, I need to be rewarded with her body, and yeah, and then women think, I need to be rewarded with material things.
You know, you've got a man here, so you can't be speaking for men. Men, if you are listening, better watch it. You know, she's not speaking for us. No, what is happening is women have switched it on us.
How have we done that?
Because it was the women that used to give before.
Give gifts?
Yes.
What century
when
was
I
that?
Not centuries, this happened, this switch has happened only recently. Before, a woman was the one, because what gift is a man going to buy you? It's like the gift a man is going to buy you is the gift that the girl wants. She's the one that knows what pretty things to buy, and then she says to you, I want this, I want that. The gift that the man buys for himself is the gift that the lady wants for himself. Did you get that analogy?
No, please.
You can't trust a man to go and buy you a gift.
Well, now you can't. Back in the days, maybe
because
not.
Because now you've got a list of...
Yes, that's what I'm saying. It's a standard now. Yeah.
So they don't even have to think.
Yeah.
They just go, oh, can I have that?
Yeah.
They won't miss. Out of the three, you'd go, oh, thank you. Because it's like... But in the past, it was the woman that went out.
Oh, really?
Because they knew what aesthetics was. They knew what would look good on the guy.
Yeah.
You know, and then they would buy for themselves and collect the money off the guy. Yes, don't get me wrong.
Mm. Oh, okay. So they're getting the money back.
Yes.
Okay.
Because we don't know what to buy you.
That explains it.
But like you said, now it's changed.
Mm-hmm.
We now caught by buying you stuff.
Yeah, and then expecting something in return.
Right.
Yeah. No longer for the sake of chivalry. It's now I'm getting something in return. It's... trade by banter.
Is it?
Is it batter? Is batter.
Is banter.
Not banter. No. Batter.
Yeah, trade by
now,
batter.
Now, you're giving me this. I'm getting this in return. Yeah, so we have a message from TJ. TJ's texting in from Salford here. Hello, TJ. My ex said she wasn't ready for commitment, but she was still active on dating apps while we were quote-unquote exclusive. Is honesty just gone from relationships now as well? It's exhausting.
that's from a woman's view. So if
no, it's a man's view.
Yeah, but he's asking
me. Oh, yeah. Okay, he's asking me.
Yeah.
One thing I can tell you is I hear your frustration. Because that is exhausting. I know that feeling. I can just picture you holding your hand on your head. But yeah, I'd say the lack of clear boundaries, that's another one. Yeah, you might be saying to yourselves that you are in an exclusive relationship, quote unquote, but then you need to understand, okay, have you set the standards for your so-called exclusive relationships? Yeah, it's easy to say we're exclusive, but what are the boundaries you have in an exclusive relationship? Exclusive in her definition could be that both of you are together and you post each other's pictures, but it doesn't mean that she shouldn't speak to other guys. It doesn't mean she shouldn't be on dating apps. So I think when you make the boundaries clear and you say this is the intention, exclusivity means it's just you and I. It means you can't go on dates with certain guys. You can't talk on the phone with people that are asking you out. I think that should sort of put the clear boundaries there. And if you're still in, it depends on you. I'm not going to ask you to leave. Well, it depends on your choice. And
if
what
you cannot speak with somebody on the phone who's asking you out, why wouldn't you be able to speak to on the phone with somebody who is asking you out?
But that's when you're exclusive with someone, it means you're not going to be entertaining any more admirers, is it not?
How do you stop entertaining any more admirers?
By not leading them on, is it not?
How do you stop leading them on?
I'm in a relationship block.
Okay. That, good luck with that.
I know.
So that's what I'm saying. You can't be in such situations. If you were caught in, if you were in the courting process,
yeah,
you would iron that out within the courting process.
Okay.
Or you just say, listen, that's not how you're going to run this thing, and then leave.
Oh, okay.
So that when you then get into marriage, say you've ironed that out during your courting process and you now marry. Both of you are now in our companions, so it doesn't matter.
How do you iron it out then?
How do you iron it out? Iron it out because everybody. That's where we're talking about soulmates now. Okay, so you be with somebody and he doesn't want you to talk to another person because he's in a relationship with you.
Mm.
That person is stupid. He's not your soulmate. But you're good. I'm not saying it's stupid. He might be insecure, whatever reason.
Yeah.
But if you're not that kind, if you're not going to agree with that, then you just let it go because you know he's never going to change his ways. Yeah. He's always going to go down the line and meet somebody who's going to agree with that.
Yeah, there's someone for everyone.
Yeah, there's someone for everyone. And that's where the soulmate thing comes into it, yeah. Where there's someone for everyone. You can't be in a relationship where... So during my courting process, I'll give you an example. Like during my courting processes, I was with this girl. And I'd only was going out with her for about a couple of months. And this was our first night out.
Yeah. Okay.
We did go for the night out. And then what happened was she had a face on. And I went to her and says, what's wrong? She goes, why am I flirting with that girl? Okay, I was flirting with some girls in there.
So why were you flirting? Is it
but the girl she pointed out I was flirting with, I didn't even notice that girl. She was totally out of my radar.
Oh.
So I said to her, I can do what I want. If we come out, you can flirt with guys if you want. I can flirt with girls if I want.
So was that because they were not your soulmate?
No, there was nothing wrong in... Come on, you're on a night out.
What, were you dating? Were you not dating?
Yeah, you were dating. But that's the whole reason why you... if you take your girl out for a night out, you expect her to enjoy herself. You don't expect her to stick to you like glue.
But you wouldn't expect her to start flirting with other guys. She can do what she wants. Oh, is that an open relationship?
No, you're going there. No. You see, you're anchoring something else on that. Your companion is there with you.
Yeah.
So you're enjoying yourself. You're socializing.
Is that
I think I'm old school because you guys do this on social media.
You leaving your options open.
No, what I'm saying at the moment happens on social media. And yeah. People don't look at it like that. They just look at it as if I'm just posting a picture and some guy is just liking it.
Yeah, because now when guys leave emojis on your pictures, it causes breakups.
So I'm old school, right? I'm out in a nightclub and I see you with your boyfriend.
Yeah.
And you're looking good.
Yeah.
I'll come up to you and say, you know, you're looking good, you know.
And after that, what would you do?
What would I do? I'll buy you a drink
when my boyfriend is there.
Well, I don't, he would be happy if that was my girlfriend and somebody else was buying my girlfriend a drink. I'm saving money.
We don't run like that.
Who is we?
This generation.
Oh, that's not because you do it on Facebook.
Honestly.
No, that's what the problem. That's where the problem comes in.
Don't do that where the man them at.
No. So the answer to your question for the show, that was the answer to your question.
Yeah.
This is not how they roll now, and that's why they're having so many problems.
Exactly, because now it looks like she's giving you the green light. She takes the heat for it. You take the heat as well. Like, why are you hitting on my woman when I'm right here? That's disrespectful. That's how we roll now. Yeah. We don't want ambiguities. So now it's, are you with me or are you not?
See, what you're saying now is new to me. You understand? And I get it. I understand that. And I understand that's the new generation now.
Yeah.
And that's why they're having the problems they're having. Because they're putting so much emphasis on who's talking to them. You know, all these little things that should just be free. Everybody's kind of, like you say, they call it self-love.
Yeah.
But it's not self-love. It's self-harm.
Okay, I think somebody has just added to that. It says, yeah, is it possible that we're just not taught how to be in a healthy relationship anymore? Our parents' generation seem to stick it out more. What's changed? This is Ray. Hi, Ray.
Hello, Ray. Ray, if you've been listening to the conversation or the topic, what we've been saying, you know that we've answered that question.
Yeah.
Definitely things have changed because our parents did have it harder but easier when it came to relationships. And they thought, like you heard what Jerry said, you know, this is new gen now. Is it gen W or whatever? What is it?
We've lost count. Because Z is supposed to be like the last alphabet, so anything past Z is just
so do we
maybe
have gen,
any.
Do we have Gen A?
Alpha.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's gen Alpha. Better.
I missed all the alphabet.
So once you've crossed Z, you can now start making things up. I think that we're at that stage where we're starting to make things up. Yeah, so it's been lovely. I don't know how time has just managed to fly by so fast. I did promise that I was going to read out all the messages today, but I've done my best. It's 9 o'clock, almost 9 o'clock already, and we need to sign out. I want to say a big thank you to everyone who's messaged us today. It's been a lovely show, and I want to say a big love storm thank you to Prince Roy for
thank you
joining in today. And we are going to be here next week, Wednesday, 8 p.m. same time. He still loves them. we'll see if they want you. We'll ask you to come back.
Okay.
Definitely. Well, I want to say a big thank you for making out time to tune in tonight. Do not touch the dial. The show is still on. We've still got lots of good stuff going on the radio tonight. So join me again next week, 8 p.m. Love Storm.
Can I give a shout out?
Oh, sure. Go ahead.
Hello. I'd like to give a big shout out going out to Meow Meow International. Big shout out going out to Ifoma. Big shout out going out to Orbi. Big shout out going out to B-Face International. You know who you are. And finally, I like to say big shout out going out to Oga Bishop. Big shout out going out to Shekinah. And of course, big shout out going out to Adobe Locked In right now in St. Helens. Hello.
Hello. And I'd like to say a big shout out to Gertie listening from Houston. Hello. Yeah, thank you very much. I'm going to catch you same time next week. Stay your girl, Jerry. And bye for now.
With you, but this ain't the honeymoon. Past the infatuation phase, right in the thick of love. At times we get sick of love. It seems like we argue every day. I know I misbehaved, and you've made your mistakes, and we both still got room left to grow. And though love sometimes hurts, I still put you first, and we'll make this thing work. But I think we should take it slow. We're just ordinary people. We don't know which way to go, 'cause we're ordinary people. Maybe we should take it slow. Take it slow. Oh, this time we'll take it slow. Take it slow. Oh, this time we'll take it slow. This ain't a movie, no. No fairy tale conclusion, y'all. It gets more confusing every day. Sometimes it's heaven sent, then we head back to hell again. We kiss, then we make up on the way. I hang up, you call. We rise and we fall, and we feel like just walking away. But as our love advances, we take second chances. Though it's not a fantasy, I still want you. Ordinary people, we don't know which way to go, 'cause we're ordinary people. Maybe we should take it slow. Take it slow. Oh, this time we'll take it slow. Take it slow. Slow, take it slow. Oh, oh, oh. this time we'll take it slow.